Perek Vav, Seif Yod Tes. Belila Rako, we're discussing now Belila Rako. What is Belila Rako? Till now we discussed more about a thick mixture. Now we're discussing a thin mixture. A thin mixture means like a batter, something which you can pour. At the end of this mixture will be pourable. You can pour it. That means it doesn't come out at the end of the day like a dough, which comes one big solid. At the end of the day, it comes a thick, it's a mixture, but a mixture which is pour, which you can pour it. A pancake mixture, something like that. Oh, now, so all what we discussed till now was Belila Ovo. You got a problem with Belila Ova to go and do the shinui from the Nesina. Oh, but Belila Rako, something which is a poor, the mixture comes at the end of the day, it's a thin mixture, then there's no problem with the putting together. Let's see that inside. Mota lachin taruvus belilosa rako, you're allowed to prepare a mixture which the mixture would be finished, that means like it's pourable, and idei sheyishana b'seder nesinas hamayim lekemach. That means, what we discussed before was that you're not allowed to do a belila ova, something which is a thick dough, a thick mixture, because you've got a problem with the putting together the substance, the water with the solid, the flour. But if at the end of the day you wouldn't have a mixture which comes a thick mixture, at the end of the day you have a thin mixture, then there's no problem to do a shinui with the putting them together. Behind we explained shim beyoim chol on a normal day he liten betchilas hakamach, normally we put first the flour after the water. Yes, the shinui, you should do it in a change. Yitin as a maim tchili, you should first put the water, the achakach as a kemach, put afterwards the flour. Chen lehepech, if it's normal to do the opposite, normal to do first the water, then afterwards you should, here on that Shabbos, you should change the way one normally does it. Oh, so what do you say? With a blila rako, you're allowed to do a shinui with the putting them together. If the normal way is first to put the flour and afterwards the water, do it opposite from Shabbos. Put the water, then the flour. If the normal way is to do the flour, then the water, put the water and afterwards the flour. Oh, as on the Chazon Ish, Omnam, but k'shashinu nas al day nesinas hakemach tchila, if the shinui is made on Shabbos by putting the flour and afterwards putting the water. That means normally in the week you put the water afterwards the flour. So on Shabbos you're going to put in the flour and afterwards the water. So you have to be careful. La'arot es kol kamut hamashka b'kiluach echot. In one pour, you should pour the whole amount from the water. She'im yitin tchila rak mayim mo'otim lekemach. We're going to put a bit of water into the flour. Nimtzeh shebishlav zeh ein zeh b'li rak elo ova. Oh, what you say, that if you're going to put a small amount of water in one go, and afterwards you're going to add on the water, so in the first stage, it's going to come a belila ova, you're going to have a thick mixture. So one has to make sure it stays in a thin mixture. How do you stay in a thin mixture? If you pour the whole amount of water in one go, you shouldn't come to a status that's going to be a thick mixture in the first stage. Because if it's going to be a thick mixture, you'll have a problem. Well, if you're Rebbe, yes, but there is a Torah. So what do you say? So one should do a shinui with the nesina if the belila, if the end of the day you're going to come a light, thin mixture, then you should go and do a shinui with the putting them together, and that's enough. Different than you did the whole week. If the whole week you did first the solid, afterwards the liquid, do its opposite. If you normally do the liquid afterwards the solid, do the solid afterwards the liquid. But you just make sure that if you're going to normally If you're going to do a shinui, first putting in the solid, first putting in the flour, and afterwards the liquid, you have to make sure it stays a thin mixture the whole time and doesn't come a thick mixture at the beginning. So you have to make sure you put enough water at the beginning that it should not come into a thick mixture. Se'if chof. Bamikra, in a case, she'en seder kavua, there's no way 100% sure. How you prepare this mixture on normal days. That means, if on a normal weekday, there's no clear, normal way how to put this mixture together. Some people do, sometimes one does first the solid, sometimes one does first the liquid. So what are you going to do? A shinui on Shabbos. That's already a machloek as a poskim. How does one, let's say better, not how, if it is possible to do a shinui on Shabbos with changing the way from putting it together. According to the Mishnah Berurah, even though you're allowed to do the shinui, which it says in the Gemara, machloek as achronim, the Mishnah Berurah takes on that you're allowed to do that. What should you do? First, put the solid, the flour, and afterwards put the juice, the water. According to the Chazon Ish, he takes on that the shita, that one does not have a shinui in the putting them together, since on weekdays one does not have any way specifically which one does. So you can't do the shinui on Shabbos. But the Chazon Ish says, you can still take on the lenient, and you should do a shinui with the mixing alone. Let's see that inside. Yeshikosu, the Mishnah Berurah takes on, like the people who say, the Aspa Oifen, there, even in such a way, which we don't have a certain way on weekday how to do it, which way to do it, first the solid or first the liquid, even though Efshel HaHokin, you can still take on the lenient, and Yitin as a Kamach Tchila, first putting in the Kamach, the flour, V'achikach HaMashka. You can still take on the shinui, which the Gemara says, putting first the flour and afterwards the liquid. So Yeshikosu, but some people say, like the Chazon Ish takes on, Shibaoifen, then, such a way, ain heter, there's no heter, lochinas, apelila, alite shinui. There's no way to go and prepare the mixture with the shinui. Shibachol oifen, shiyase, any way you do it, ain ze shinui. Midach achon abachol, because he holds. And it's not considered a shinui because you're not doing a change from what one usually does on weekdays. Omnom, even though, gam ledaas ha-machmirin, according to the people who take on the stringent, like Chazon Ish takes on, mikol mokom be'eis ha-tzorich, when one needs, efshel lo-hokel, al-yidei shiyas ha-shinui be-gibol. If you do a shinui with the mixture, when you mix it, v'haynu, shelo yifchash es ha-plila kedarko b'chol, you shouldn't mix it or in the same way as you do it on weekday, you should do the length and the breadth. Or to go and pour from one kli to the second kli. What's he say? He says like this. According to the Chazon Ish, he takes on the posting, which you say there's no shinui if there's no certain way to do it on weekday. So if so, that what does one have to do? Says the Chazon Ish, when one needs to do it, we can do a shinui only with a mixture. How does he, which shinui does he give you? He gives you the shinui from Shesi Ve'er, like we said, that's a shinui which everybody holds in all circumstances. You can do it Shesi Ve'er. And you can do the length and the breadth, like we said before. But the Chazon Ish has another thing. Miklilikli, you can pour out this mixture from one kli to the second kli, and with pouring it out, it'll already mix well together, since you pour from one to one. That is the shinui which the Chazon Ish gives you. So what comes out from this sif is like this, that changing a blila rako, if you have a thin mixture, then one's allowed to do a shinui with the pudding together, do differently than one usually does on weekday, the opposite. If normally you do the substance first and afterwards the liquid, then do it opposite. And if you normally do the liquid afterwards the substance, you should change on Shabbos. If there's no certain way which one does it on weekdays, and on Shabbos will come out that you've got no certain 100% differentiation from what you did on Shabbos to Yom Chol. So the Chazanish takes on, you've got no way to doing the Shinui. But the Mishtabrua takes on, you've got a way to do the Shinui. According to the Mishtabrua, which Shinui do you do? You put in the Shinui, which the Gemara says, you first put in the substance, the Kemach, the flour, and afterwards you put in the juice or the water. According to the Chazanish, one can't do that Shinui. So what does one do? The Chazanish says, but it's Hatzoyach, when one needs, one's able to do the Shinui for mixing it. How? What the Shinui gives you? The Shinui from Shesi Ve'erab, to do the length and the breadth, or to go and pour from one Kli to the second Kli.